For my PM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, March 3rd at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's a new month here, but mostly the same here for corn as corn continues to work lower here. Concern about tariffs starting tomorrow against Mexico and Canada weighing on the corn market here, and continue to see some fine liquidation here this morning. Technically, of course, market charts continue to break down here a little bit. We are seeing a little bit of support today in the May corn at the 100-day moving average around 463 or so. Been able to bounce off that level so far, so we'll see if that continues to hold here. May beans are trading below the 100-day moving average and really below all the major moving averages here this morning, as well as that market is lower. Export inspections will be out this morning. We'll have our monthly crush data for January out this afternoon, so we'll see how that trends. Did see a few deliveries here again against corn, beans, meal, bean oil, and wheat here this morning as that delivery cycle continues to stay fairly active. Weather in Argentina, not as much rain as expected over the weekend, although they did get some, so not as much flooding concern as maybe what was concerned or talked about late last week. Brazil didn't see quite as heavy rain in some spots either, so progress both bean harvest and corn planting continues ongoing there. Still some concerns about some dryness here moving forward in parts of Brazil, so we got to make sure that we continue to keep an eye on that. We'll see some rain in the Midwest, especially in parts of Missouri, Iowa, and Wisconsin here over the next few days. Obviously, the northern tier of Iowa is extremely dry, so that should benefit them as well. Should see mostly above average temperatures here after this week into March as well. So I'm sure that'll be well received for the most part. But overall, the market just continues to be worried about tariffs here this week, and we'll see what happens post some of that going on. There is some talk that maybe President Trump doesn't do 25%. We'll see if anything changes on that here today. But in the meantime, markets mostly lower. We've got May corn at 465 and three quarters. That's down 3.5. We got December corn at 453.5, down 1.5 cents. May soybeans 1017.5, down 8.25. November at 1023.5, that's down 6. May soybean meal 297.40, down 280. May bean oil 44.19, that's up 7. May Chicago wheat 556.5, that's up 3/4. May Kansas City wheat at 573, unchanged. May Minneapolis wheat at 598, that's up 1/4. Livestock markets here this morning are steady to lower. We've got April cattle 192.47, down 17. The Junes are 188.37, that's down 40. March feeders 273.60, down 137. April hogs 83.90, up 22. May hogs at 87.42, unchanged. South American weather, tariffs, fund liquidation continue to be the main storylines here as we start off the new month of March, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 54 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.